I'm also started to talk in the last, one of the things we need to do is really focus on student engagement. And that comes back to my previous response about what are my goals. Mm-hmm. A simple way to put what I'm trying to say is students are disengaged and I want them engaged in learning. And so we started to talk about it at one of our meetings, and I want to devote next, when we come back in fall, I'd like to devote a workshop to student engagement. And we have two great new faculty who are involved in the Peel, both involved in Peel grants, and I would like them to give us some sort of, they're really hands-on. They have a lot of great hands-on applied assignments. So I'd like them to sort of help us think about more contemporary ways of doing things. You know, we have a diverse range of ages and a diverse range of, you know, time in the job. And the longer in the job, the more burnout, a little less enthusiasm, old-fashioned models of, you know, the sort of sage on the stage. So I'm trying to gently push people into a direction that includes a little more applied work, hands-on, things that don't dumb down this is the balance. Don't dumb down the curriculum, but deliver it in a way that is appealing to all students and relevant to them. You know, aren't programs incredibly diverse? I just did the five-year review, and only 13% of our students are white. So we're very racially diverse and ethnically diverse. About 26-27% are identify as Latino. About 15% are Black, a certain percent, about 13% are Asian, and that includes a whole bunch of range of categories. So we have a very diverse group of students. So it would be nice to sort of have the resources to find ways to bring them together to share their experiences more. I think that happens in the classroom, but I'd like to find another avenue to that also. One thing we tried to do was something called faculty-student event. So once a quarter, we would have a faculty person and a group, and students who wanted to come would pick a film that was relevant to race, class, or gender, or we would even devote one to an advising session, and, you know, that type of thing. But it kind of petered out because faculty just didn't, it's additional time to your workload. A couple of things that we are doing right now, part of it's the new faculty are linked to the Peel grants. That's one way to ensure that you bring some of what's going on there into the department. And one of our faculty members just had a group of high school students come to campus as part of his Peel project in his immigration course. And they were students who were primarily immigrant students at one particular high school in Oakland that caters to a large number of immigrant students. I thought that was fabulous. I mean, that's a fabulous way to expose a group that are positioned uniquely in terms of citizenship, race, ethnicity, to the possibility of college and what that might look like, and to pair up our students with those students. So that's the kind of thing I'd love to do more of if we had resources to do it. He had some resources through the grant to do it. What else are we doing? Dr. Stemple and I implemented a hands-on survey for a community-based agency. Now, it didn't have anything to do with diversity directly. It had to do with a political issue, though, which is taxation and tax reform. And so we used it as an opportunity to teach students why those issues are important to them as students and as people who have jobs and as people who might be using public resources for some reason. So that was, the students loved it. It was hands-on. It was kind of a different pedagogy because it was a real applied project. We had people from the community come in, and from the organization that we did the survey for, actually come in and do a presentation, and they loved it. So they got to hear about this from another angle, and now four of them are going to Sacramento to present a paper. But that's all of this, and three of them are identified as Latinas, and one is white, and two of them did the Spanish side of the survey. We had a Spanish speaking, we had translated it into Spanish, and we found Spanish speakers in the course, and they did the surveys in Spanish. It was wonderful, and it made them feel very empowered And so now two of the people who did this survey in Spanish are coming with us to do this presentation. So that's the kind of stuff that I would love to do more of. I think exposing diverse students to things like, here's where sociology has a problem. We don't have any trouble with getting diverse student populations at the undergraduate level, but the higher you go, the wider it gets. Not more male. We're pretty we're pretty much 50-50 male female. Sexuality pretty well represented at the higher levels. We have a lot. Sexualities is a huge area of study in sociology. So that's pretty well covered, but race and ethnicity, not so well. So the higher you go, the wider it gets. So I think that what we have to do is really focus on those graduate students, those undergraduates, and give them the tools they need to be able to go on to graduate school and encourage them to do that. I think that's how we diversify that pool of how we diversify, we have to diversify upper levels of sociology, the PhD programs, and then hopefully then they get out there into the job market pool, and then we have a more diverse pool for the market. I was really disheartened to hear that we lost the grant for the, I forget the name of the program, but it was a program that that provided those sorts of resources to underrepresented populations so they could go on to graduate school. And the McNair Scholars Program. That's the perfect model, you know, that it would take students. What that model did was to give students example GRE exams, prep them for the GREs, take them to different colleges and universities and have them actually meet with professors. When I was at Cal State Bakersfield, we had a really strong McNair's program. It worked extremely well, and a lot of students went on for PhDs. But they would take them over to UCLA, take them over to UC Santa Barbara, have them actually meet with the chairs of departments and faculty. They had a real strong sense of what it would take to get this degree. They caught them early. They had a graduate student research. They would do a research presentation. They would work with the faculty as a TA and get paid to do it. And we lost that program. And I don't think ours was ever that well developed, but that's exactly the kind of thing we need, I think, for us, for sociology.